you say, if you have two bunches of lettuce, another way of saying that is...
A head.
Okay, you've got two, what?
Heads of lettuce.
Do you ever hear anybody refer to heads of children? The guy's got six heads of children?
You don't hear that much now.
Do you hear it at all? Have you ever heard it?
I have heard it, but I have been a long time since I've heard that.
All right. If a man had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a what of children?
Army of children.
Or a...
Base pair. A parsley of children. Did you ever hear that?
I was just about to ask you about that.
Yeah.
What is it now?
A parsley of children. But you don't never hear that anymore. You used to hear it a lot, though. Now, Joe, don't stick your claws in me.
Does he ever hurt you?
Sometimes he does. Sometimes
he was looking at it because mine used to. When I picked her up, she'd immediately...
Yeah. A lot of times, if he runs and jumps up on me. One night, I was sitting there leaning back, and he jumped up on me and scratched my leg. He didn't mean to do it.
To the point we had to... my Siamese hated my husband.
Exactly.
Well, I had her until we got engaged. She was jealous of me.
Yeah.
And he would come and be sitting on the couch, and she would stalk him through the house. And when she would come under the couch and jump out and just sink her leg, her get the claws in his leg. So he kind of said, you know, it's me or the cat.
Yeah.
So I left her with mother. And mother spoiled her rotten. I had her moderately spoiled. But she got terrible then, and she got to the point that she was scratching mother, not in anger, but when she'd jump up.
And
so they kept her inside all the time, so I got some little clippers and clipped her nails.
Yeah, that's what I ought to do to his.
It's not easy to do it.
No.
They didn't test it.
I bet.
If they're going to be outside at all, it's not fair to them, of course. Uh-huh. But
that's right, because that's all they have to protect themselves.
Right, but it's they really have claws.
Ooh,
that's why I was kind of laughing there when I saw him digging his claws in. All right. The outside of the ear of corn.
The shuck.
And the little thing on the top of the corn stalk.
Tassel.
And the stringy stuff that comes out the end of the shucks and you have to...
Silks.
All right. What's the kind of corn you eat on the cob?
Roast ears.
All right. Any other names for that?
A sweet corn. A boiling corn.
Did you ever hear them called mutton ears?
No.
All right. Or mutton corn. There's a large round fruit or vegetable, I don't know which it is, that grows on the ground. Children make jack-o'-lanterns at Thanksgiving.
Pumpkins.
And there's a kind of vegetable that has a small, yellow, crook neck.
Squash.
What kind of melons are raised around here?
Watermelons, cantaloupe, and I guess that's about all that I know of.
Any other names for cantaloupe that you know of?
Right now, I can't...
Ever hear it called a muskmelon or a mushmelon?
Yeah, well, now, yeah, a mushmelon, though. What we call a mushmelon, a cantaloupe.
Oh, yeah, they're different than a cantaloupe. Mm-hmm. They're long. What color are they?
Oh, they are deep yellow looking. Now, I grow acorn squash. They are tiny. Oh, well, they're different from... They are real good. You bake them.
I've had those. You cut them in half, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Clean the seeds out.
Uh-huh. And you put butter and a little bit of sugar and some kind of spice. And they're real good. Mm-hmm. And they say they're good to cook sausage in them, too.
Oh, really? I haven't done that.
I never have either.
I wonder how you do. Why don't you cook the sausage first?
No, I imagine you just put it in that season. Your sausage, you get them seasoned. And I mean, you just fill up that little cavity in there with the meat and let it cook.
And let the grease sort of season the, or you sink down.
The first time I ever seen the acorn squash was in Washington.